I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media. Deb Busey is retiring, wrapping up 40 years in Champaign County government. She spent half of that time in county administration as county administrator, and before that, co-administrator with Denny Inman. It was an unusual arrangement. Looking back on her career, Busey says that she and Inman, then deputy administrators, proposed the tandem arrangement in 1998 after the retirement of the previous county administrator, Jackie White.
We did propose it, and it is very uncommon. We knew, because we had worked together as deputy administrators for 2 years, that we could work together well and effectively. And at the time, the county was embarking on a decade of building new facilities. We built the juvenile detention center, the courthouse, the highway facility, the nursing home facility. We remodeled the MetCAD facility and built 202 Art Bartel, which is a building that houses the coroner, county clerk, and physical plant. Those kinds of projects would take an administrator almost all of their time. And yet there are still the day-to-day operations of managing budgets and HR and daily operations of the county's offices that need to be taken care of. So it worked very well because Denny assumed the responsibilities for basically all of that construction, management, facilities development, as well as purchasing, and I assumed the responsibilities for the day-to-day basically operations of finance and HR management types of issues. And we worked together well and did that for 11 years until 2009 when Denny retired.
So you became the sole county administrator just as the recession was starting. I imagine that must have posed some difficulties for you.
That was certainly one of the most challenging years of my entire career, was from the middle of 2009 to the middle of 2010, when we had cut the 2009 budget after it had already been adopted. We did that through implementing furlough days and any other measure we could think of to bring our expenses down. And then in 2010, the budget process in both 2010 and 2011 required additional cuts, which had to reach into personnel cuts because we had to cut more than what we could cut just through commodities and services and capital expenditures. So that was definitely the most difficult and challenging time. Having to lay off some employees was obviously one of the hardest things any administrator would ever have to do.
Mm-hmm. Has the county essentially recovered from the effects of the recession, or are you still getting out of it?
We've recovered in the aspect that we have had balanced budgets and we have not lost revenue in recent years at the end of each budget year. But where we are today, our workforce is still 7% smaller than it was in 2009. All of the county offices basically were comprised of 450 employees in 2009. Today we have only about 420.
Tell me about how you work with the county board. I mean, I know over the years in covering local governments, well, first of all, county board members, I go to their meetings and they're taking sides in policy debates. And how does that affect your work? What's your responsibility as an administrator when the board is grappling with an unresolved issue?
My responsibility is to administer and carry out directives of the full county board. So decisions that they make where there's agreement, where a majority of them agree, those are decisions that I must then be sure that I carry out. In addition to that, though, there are a number of different opinions on the county board. I always appreciate it when I can meet with individual county board members and understand what their particular concerns and issues are, because the county administrator does present to the county board recommendations on many issues. And so the better researched and the more those recommendations reflect an understanding of what all county board members' concerns are, the better and stronger those recommendations are. It's challenging to work with a 22-member board, but it also produces some really good benefits because they bring different strengths and different areas of expertise to the work that we do here at the county, and that's always of value to the ultimate recommendations and decisions that the board makes.
One thing that changed during your tenure here is that a board that was very Republican is now majority Democratic. How has that changed your work?
I don't really think that it has.
Really?
Really. Historically, the board had always been Republican until the year 2000, when the Democrats won a majority on the county board. Probably between 2001, when that Democratic board majority really took office, and 2002, there were probably some challenges and difficulties there because maybe some members believed it should be more political than it is. But basically, what we do in administration and administrative services is not driven by politics. It's driven by day-to-day operations of county government, which, believe it or not, on a daily basis is not that political. The discussions and decisions may be influenced by politics, but ultimately what we carry out and administratively take care of is not terribly political.
Have you ever found yourself caught up in a political controversy?
I have tried not to, and I like to think that I have always maintained objectivity and understood both sides of a political issue. And I can't think of one where I really was caught up in a political controversy.
I have seen situations with local governments where a county administrator or a city manager simply did not please their elected bodies. And after a certain amount of time, they would leave. I've seen other instances where the manager or administrator might have been very pleasing to their elected body, but they decided to go elsewhere. You've stayed. What's been appealing to you to keep you here, and what do you think is the key to working with your elected body, the county board?
Well, I've stayed because I have always enjoyed my job. I have also stayed, though, because my husband and I are very tied to this community. We raised three boys who were very tied to this community during all these 40 years that I was working for the county. So both on a personal and professional level, I was very happy to be able to continue in my role as county administrator for Champaign County.
You found yourself running the operations of the government in the area in which you live. I can imagine to some extent that you could see your work having its impact around you.
Yes, to an extent, I think that's true, which can be good, and you know, sometimes it's a little challenging if there are issues that hit the radar of the local news media. Sometimes I will always remember we had an issue with selling the courthouse furniture.
This was the older furniture which was being replaced when the courthouse was enlarged in the past decade?
Yeah, it was in about 2001, 2002, as we were moving into the new courthouse, and we had a lot of very old furniture. But a lot of it had some historic value, and figuring out how to deal with that was an issue and a challenge that we had to deal with.
What was the area of concern among some people?
At the time, the county's personnel policy allowed employees to have the first right to purchase items that the county was getting rid of. We changed that policy as a result of realizing we'd never had a time when there was so much to deal with at one time. So in the course of distributing that property or selling that property, we revised our purchasing policy about how we get rid of excess equipment so that it was offered to the public first, to ensure that the public was given the full opportunity to participate in the purchase of any of those items.
Are any particular things you've been able to get done as county administrator that you're the most happy with?
Probably the thing that I am most proud of is the fact that beginning in 2007, we were able to develop and improve the county's budget process and budget documents so that we receive the Government Finance Officers Association Budget Presentation Award every year. This is a focus to make sure that the budget is a good communication tool that can be easily understood by the public when they look at it. And that is something that we had not previously had. Before we developed this system and this model for the budget was 500 pages of numbers, which most people could not interpret. So both for the auditor on the CAFR or the audit side, and for the administrator on the development of the budget, to generate documents that are meaningful and communicative with graphs and charts and information that the public can understand was a very real challenge. And getting that done was one thing that I'm very proud that we were able to do.
I remember being at county board meetings where some of those awards for the budget presentations were announced, and everybody always seemed real happy about it, but you got to know that's probably not a terribly sexy issue for the public at large.
Not at all, but it does help in transparency, and if the public does have a question about how, you know, government is spending its dollars, it certainly makes it much easier for them to be able to check on that, and that's, I think, why it's important.
What's an important part of your job as county administrator that you think people generally don't know about?
Well, I think one of the most important aspects for a county administrator is to be able to serve as a strong liaison, to be able to work effectively with many different types of personalities and be a liaison from the board to the elected officials and build partnerships within those groups. Also, to be able to be a liaison to outside organizations so that the board is able to build and establish relationships with, for example, the cities, the University of Illinois, the villages, and other agencies like METCAD, the libraries, the Champaign-Urbana Sanitary District. Those kinds of relationships are extremely important, and it's a pivotal responsibility of the county administrator to develop and maintain those relationships.
Do you see the quality of those relationships improving over the years?
Definitely. I think we have in this community, to the credit of all of those governmental entities and agencies, we have built strong relationships and we have developed good partnerships, which in the end are a benefit to the citizens and the taxpayers. Examples being the METCAD 911 services, which is a completely consolidated countywide function, and that's not true everywhere else in the state. And our GIS consortium is another good example of a completely consolidated countywide function, which in the end saves the taxpayers' dollars and improves the services that are delivered.
That's Champaign County Administrator Deb Busey. She's retiring after 40 years working for the county. She got her start as a legal secretary for state's attorney James Burgess. A new county administrator, Rick Snyder, from Gallup, New Mexico, starts work April 18th. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.